McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. A five-day humanitarian ceasefire begins Tuesday in Yemen, where a Saudi-led coalition is waging an air campaign against the advancing Houthi rebels. Saudi Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir.
I want to make sure that I make clear that ceasefire will end should the Houthis or their allies not live up to the agreements contained in this issue.
As the conflict rages on, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry stressed sustainable peace in Yemen will require a different approach. Conflict has left thousands of people in Yemen in need of basic supplies. UN relief officials urged Saudi Arabia to stop targeting the main airport in Yemen, saying it's difficult to fly in supplies. Russia staged a massive military parade today in Moscow's Red Square to commemorate the 70th anniversary of Victory in Europe Day, or VE Day, the day in 1945 when Nazi troops laid down their arms, ending World War II. French President François Hollande called for unity, describing VE Day as a victory for an ideal over a totalitarian ideology. In Britain, Queen Elizabeth will attend a Thanksgiving event at Westminster Abbey tomorrow. North Korea says it has successfully test-fired a submarine-based ballistic missile. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un attended that testing and personally issued the order to begin the ceasefire. Analysts are divided on how much progress North Korea has actually made with its submarine ballistic missile-based system, citing the country's antiquated stock of submarines. This is VOA News. Today is National Day of Mourning in Pakistan following the helicopter crash on Friday that killed 7 people, including the ambassadors to Pakistan from the Philippines and Norway and the wives of the ambassadors of Malaysia and Indonesia. 3 crew members also killed in that crash. The Pakistan Taliban claimed responsibility for downing the aircraft, saying it was targeting Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. However, Defense Minister Khawaja Asif said the crash occurred purely due to technical fault and not because of any terrorist action. The New England Journal of Medicine is reporting that the Ebola virus was detected in the eye of a U.S. doctor who had already recovered from the illness, a rare finding in the study of Ebola. Scientists suggest that more studies are needed to check for the virus in other immune-privileged parts of the body. World Health Organization says Ebola has killed more than 10,000 people, most of them in the West African nations of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. The United States threatened on Friday to impose sanctions on individuals in Burundi who are fueling election-related violence. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports that U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Samantha Power, said the government of Burundi has a window of opportunity to bring the violence to a halt.
Following the third meeting in the past month on the escalating violence in Burundi, Ambassador Power told reporters that the international community has urged President Pierre Nkurunziza to put his people ahead of his personal desire to seek a third term.
I think the message from the international community was loud and clear, and it's a message that he has chosen not to hear.
Opposition parties and protesters say that by seeking re-election, the president is violating a 2-term limit in the Constitution. The Constitutional Court ruled otherwise on Tuesday. However, Ambassador Power said a lack of judicial impartiality led to that decision. She pointed to the testimony of the vice president of the Constitutional Court, who fled to Rwanda this week, saying the judges were subjected to tremendous pressure and even death threats. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Police in Spain say they found an 8-year-old boy from Ivory Coast smuggled into the country inside a suitcase. Border officers arrested a 19-year-old Moroccan woman who said the boy's father asked her to bring the child into Spain. Father later arrested at the same location in the Spanish enclave of Ceuta. Thousands of migrants risk their lives each year to try to make it to Ceuta. EU officials saying Friday that talks between Greece and its international creditors are making progress, but it's unlikely an agreement will happen in time for next week's meeting of the Eurozone finance ministers. You can get more news at our website. Find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA. R&B, pop, hip hop, all the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1.
I'm at a payphone trying to call home. All of my change I spent on you. Where have the times gone, baby? It's all wrong. Where are the plans we made for two? Yeah, I know it's hard to remember the people we used to be. It's even harder to picture that you're not here next to me. You say it's too late to make it, but is it too late to try? And in that time that you wasted, all of our bridges burned down. I've wasted my nights. You turned out the lights. Now I'm paralyzed, still stuck in that time when we called it love. But even the sun sets in paradise. I'm out of place.
Welcome to the party. I'm Ray McDonald, starting off with Ariana Grande. This is called One Last Time on VOA 1.
I wasn't lying. I gave into the fire. I know I should have fought it. At least I'm being honest. Feel like a failure, cause I know that I failed you. I should have done you better, cause you don't wanna lie.
should be living it high. You should be living it high.
Probably should not. I gotta bid you adieu to another. I will stay true. nah, nah, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I've got somebody at home, and if I stay, I might not leave alone. Nah, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I've got a bit you would do to another. Should not, I got somebody at home, and if I stay, I might not leave. No, nah, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I got a bit you would do to another.
Tapping my toe to that one. That's the new one from Andy Grammer. It's called Honey, I'm Good. All right, you must remember this. Last year, at the Met Gala in New York City, Jay-Z, Beyonce, and her sister Solange got involved in a fight captured on closed-circuit television in an elevator in a New York hotel. Footage showed Solange kicking and punching Jay-Z as they left a party. There was no audio, so we didn't know exactly what went down, but it looked pretty bad. On Monday night, all three were back at this year's Metropolitan Museum of Art Gala, and no problems were reported. Beyonce, Rihanna, Jennifer Lopez, Lady Gaga, everybody was there, and you can see some of their incredible outfits on my Twitter page, Ray on the Hits, at twitter.com. Coming up, Natalie LaRose, Usher, and so much more on VOA 1.
You told me you never fall in love. But now that I get you, I know fear is what it really was. Now here we are.
you. You told me you never fall in love.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right. She goes left and you stay right. Swing the lines, share the blame. You begin to wonder why you came. Where did I go wrong? I lost friends. Where along is a bit of death that I'm without a leader. You all night, and I know how to save. Past his defense without granting innocence.
I'm Ray McDonald, and this is Natalie LaRose and Jeremiah on the one Somebody.
Just do what's just what I wanna do. I wanna rock with somebody. Yeah. I wanna take shots with somebody.
Shots.
I wanna be with somebody.
Come on.
And we ain't gotta tell nobody. We ain't gotta tell nobody.
Nobody.
Why can't everybody know what's good? We're our only plug. Bring us everything we think we need.
Just what I wanna do. Just what I wanna do.
Yeah.
McDonald with Usher, who's still on crutches these days. He had foot surgery not too long ago. Lauryn Hill just canceled another show. She pulled a Nigerian appearance earlier this week due to a travel mix-up. Well, now The Guardian reports that Lauryn has canceled a show in Tel Aviv, Israel. She says she wanted to do shows in both Israel and Palestine, but the latter proved too difficult to accomplish. Stay close for Kelly Clarkson, Rihanna, and so much more. It's all here for you on VOA 1, The Hits.
Havana, where? Red One! From Miami, Morocco, to Australia, to the world.
Like run them, run them. Run them like run them, run them. Run them like run them, run them.
You pay me.
Run them like run them, run them. Run them like run them, run them.
Feel like a rush, 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 rushing past me all over my skin. That you never had. Ooh.
Kelly Clarkson on the one heartbeat song.
This is my heartbeat song and I'm gonna play it. It's been so long I forgot how to turn it up, 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 up all night long. Up, up, all night long. You, where the hell did you come from? You're a different, different kind of fun. And I'm so used to feeling numb. Now, I've got pins and needles
She was at the Met Gala on Monday night, and you can see her outrageous wardrobe on my Twitter site, Ray on the Hits, at twitter.com. It's Rihanna on the Hits.
Please don't stop the music. Please don't stop the music, music, music.